Testing, testing. A ver, doctor, deme un testing.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
¿Cómo se escucha? You feel good on that one?
Yeah, looks good. Sounds good.
I feel good, and I think it's about that time that we begin with Love University.
Yes.
Dr. Yes. Avila, we reached episode 6.
It's a milestone, yeah. We're at number 6, and that's our favorite number because I'm a June 6 person. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. Our topic today is the power of fatherhood. Basically, we're going to talk about what is the power of the father.
Okay.
Because many times, you know, we hear about the mother, you know, the mother's influence, you know, which is very important. Mm-hmm. But we don't talk a lot about the father. And we talk about the absent fathers, you know, there's often negative publicity for fathers. And there's not a lot of research on father's influence. But nowadays, there's more research, you know, psychological research that shows that fathers are very important. You know, to be present for your children as a father is crucial. One psychologist recently discovered that, you know, kids who have their fathers, first of all, the boys have fewer conduct problems, you know, fewer behavioral problems. Boys and girls have a higher self-esteem. They have more cognitive development. So in other words, their brains develop better, you know, for learning, for school. They have less depression, less anxiety, and they do better in school. So there's so many different factors that come into play when the father is present in the kid's life.
And this is, say, for instance, the study also reflects whether it was a positive influence as far as, like, treating them nice or it was all random, like bad and good.
Well, I mean, more or less positive. You know, we're looking at the father as being a role model, a leader, and a guide. You know, so we're going to talk about the powers of fatherhood. You know, there's actually certain psychological traits that great fathers have.
Ability.
Definitely, yeah. And we're going to talk about how fatherhood changes the man and also changes the wife or the woman involved. But one thing that we see in society, and this is kind of a sad thing, is something called father hunger.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you look at, you know, people in jail, right, in prison, you know, a lot of these, you know, so-called criminals or delinquents didn't have a father. And they're searching for that father figure. Many times you get into gangs, you know, or they get involved with women, you know, as a substitute for not having that strong, you know, fatherly image.
Wow. And honestly, I didn't know that. I thought it was just because it was something in their DNA that wanted them to be aggressive, but it's because of that?
Yeah, environmentally, definitely. I mean, you know, because think about it, you know, if you don't have a father, you cling to a mother, or, you know, as a role model, but she has to play both roles.
Right.
And she may not be able to. So therefore, you're lacking that leadership. You're lacking that discipline, that inner strength. And you search for it in different ways. You search for it, you know, through gang activity, maybe, you know, criminal activity.
And you want to prove yourself that you think you're worthy of a man, right?
You want to prove yourself.
Right?
Yeah. And sometimes men go the other way and they seek approval from women, you know. You know, in Spanish, we say mandilón or the mama's boys, you know, that kind of like keep trying to be with the woman to basically take care of them. And that happens too. Because
man, it's crazy, like the little things that we take for granted from life that that are real and really happening. And that's what I like about this podcast, that we're not trying to like pat ourselves in the back, but we are doing it right now because honestly, I feel like this is the topics that nobody gets on because nobody has the, I don't know, the desire to be real anymore. Everybody lives in a superficial world and it's like, no, the moment you live in reality, you liberate yourself.
Definitely. You got to go beyond the average and the normal, you know what I mean? You got to go into something deeper. You know, we're trying to change and help transform people's lives.
Yeah.
And imagine the father power, you know, that's a tremendous idea, you know, that there is that influence, you know, in a positive way, you know. It can also be negative as well, you know, but we're going to talk about the positive.
Okay.
Also what's called father engagement. Father engagement is having the dad more involved physically and psychologically in the life of the children, even if they're divorced. You know, this happens quite a bit.
And nowadays is like a trend because a lot of people mismatch and they couldn't work out.
Definitely. And then the single mom, you know, has to bear both burdens and the dad may be uninvolved and he's maybe detached. So they're trying to change the laws a little bit so that the dads can actually have custody of the teenage boys when they hit a certain age because they need the dads more. So they're trying to change that legislation.
That would be nice because nowadays, honestly, what you mentioned in the beginning is such a fact that people think, men are strong, but we're also, there's guys like myself that I'm emotional and, you know, we're also go through pain. And for us to just be categorized as bad just because we're guys, that's discrimination.
Yeah, but think about it, you know, we often say that women are more depressed than men. I mean, and research shows, you know, women are usually 2 to 3 times have more depression, but more research shows that actually is not true, that men are equally depressed, but they don't show it because society doesn't let them be sad. It lets them be angry. So we see a lot of guys get into fights or drinking, you know, things like that. That's how they express their feeling. But they
hide it, right?
Yeah. So men may even be more emotional than women. So think about that. You know, but
you know what? I honestly think that all guys, we are emotional. But like you said, is that protection we put on our heads. But
yes,
it comes because we get that love from the mom. an infinite love, and we know it deep down. And she teaches us. I learned through my mom and through my dad, but my dad was also like me, like very strong because life made him like that. But when he needed to be, I knew that he was a sweetheart, and he was.
Yeah, so you had a great role model, you know.
Yeah, I guess I did, and he did make a difference in my life because this is where I am now, and this is what I want to do.
Definitely, yeah. So you have a balance. You know, I have a good colleague that he talks about the male myth, you know. A man, you know, supposed to be strong, but they really have a sensitivity, but then they try to overcompensate for that by being tougher, you know, and things like that. And in fact, in terms of relationships, you know, males have a hard time when they break up in a relationship because all their emotions are invested in that female. And the only one they can really love as much is her mom. That's all they have.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas a woman, you know, she has other girlfriends, you know, other people that she can emotionally connect
with. We're going to Vegas.
Exactly.
Girls night out.
Yeah, the Australian Down Under show, you know, we're going to watch that and then and have some fun, right? But a guy, you know, if you go up to your basketball buddy, hey, Bubba, give me a hug, man. Hey, get away, dude. What is this?
You know? Yeah, they'll think close mind. They're like, oh, this guy's trying to be physical with me.
Yeah, he's too weak. You know, so that's an issue. But anyways, going back to the dad. So how does being a father improve your life as a father? Okay, this is an important thing. And you can maybe tell me some of this. Number one, it gives you a sense of youth, you know, a sense of vitality. You know, you're not having a little kid playing around. You can go back to the days when you used to play in the park, right? You used to play with mud. Many times we lose that spontaneity as adults. You know, as a kid, we played in the mud. We had fun. Now, what do we do for fun, right? We drink. Yeah. We watch television. You know, it's not the same thing.
And why do you think? Is that because society tells you it's not okay to be a kid?
In some ways, it is. People think, you know, I'm too important. I got to do important things. I'm serious. You know, I got to work. You know,
people I got to be on that mode.
People have work mentality, you know, as opposed to play mentality.
That's true.
But children, you know, they're always looking for adventure. The other thing about children that you learn as a dad is that they learn fearlessly. You know, they don't have fear. You know, they get on the bike, they fall down, they get right back on the bike.
So in that case, it's not good to tell them, don't do it. Don't get up there, Tyler.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if he's Tyler, then you're in trouble.
I know, little monsters.
That's a little bit, no, but yeah, they learn fearlessly, right? So that's a good example for you. Now, you might want to go skydiving. You might not want to learn a new language or something that you've been afraid to do, but now your kid is getting on a bike, right, and falling and getting back up. So you're learning.
Like in their world and their eyes at that level, for them, that's everything, right? And and why stop as a human being, like you say, from doing things that are beautiful and
things that you want to do? Yeah. So you might have some dream you want to do, right? I want to take it up to safari in Africa, but you haven't done it, right? It's too expensive and all that. But now you see a little kid climbing on a bike and go up a hill and do fun things, and you say, hey, if he can do it, I can do it.
That's true.
So you change your whole mindset, right? You become a fearless person. Because you see your child being that.
So is that because, going back to what you said in the first episode, because of the brain chemistry that because it's instinctively to be like that?
Well, I mean, fear is a protective mechanism. I mean, you know, it does have an advantage, you know, but it's very limiting, right? Because most of the time, you know, things you can do, you know, are not fearful, right?
Right.
You can do an adventure, you can learn something new. But we learn fear as we get older. You know, sometimes it's our parents, right? You know, like I said, don't do this, be careful, you're going to, you know. And then society tells us not to do certain things that really are good for us, right, that we can really enjoy. I want to be a ballerina. I want to be a, you know, so little kids think they can do anything.
That's true.
You know, so they have the highest self-esteem. You know, children from 0 to 6 have the highest self-esteem of all ages.
Then they meet that teacher in 12th, I mean, 6th grade. You're bad.
You can't sing, you know, you never make an American Baby Idol. You're terrible. And then people lose their dreams.
But doctor, you know what I found very, very interesting about a lot of leaders and people that have made a difference in life?
Right.
Is those people that were taught to be like the dumbest that have made it, like Einstein.
Yeah, ADHD, you know, and you know, they overcame autism, you know, a lot of things like that. Because
it's people that are different and make things differently.
Exactly. Think outside the box. Yeah. So one thing you want to encourage that in your child, right? You have a child who is maybe introvert, quiet, you know, maybe they're intellectual. You don't have to tell them, hey, speak up. Maybe they just like being quiet. You know, that's their personality. So you got to find that nature of the child and encourage whatever that nature is.
So it's all in their energy, right? The other time we were talking about energy is feeling and kind of like not feeling through your eyes, through your vision, and just being about your thoughts. Look at the person and really see what's going on, the signs,
and
right?
That's the biggest change we see in modern psychology in terms of raising children. It's not just about the parents, you know, do as I say and, you know, follow my rules. It's more or less understanding the child's, you know, inner self, right? You know, what is that child going to become later in the future? What is that their inner talent?
Okay.
Now, going back to the dad, let's say the powers of fatherhood. Number one is teaching emotional empathy to a child, you know? Being like an emotional coach, like, little Susie, she broke her doll. How do you feel about that? Well, maybe you can lend her your doll.
Mm-hmm.
So you're teaching already the kid how to be aware of other people, how to be, you know, mm-hmm. empathetic to other people. Mm-hmm. That's a tremendous talent.
To be a good person.
Right. Emotional intelligence, right? Mm-hmm. You know, to understand how to relate to people. You know, as a father, you can teach, you know, your little kid that at a very early age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a great role model. Teaching them, you know, how to reinforce them for the good things, mm-hmm. right, at the moment they do it.
Okay.
And that's a learning psychological technique.
Like the high five, you did it.
Yeah, high five or, you know, candy, whatever. They did a good job in school or, you mm-hmm. know, clean the room, whatever. But give it to the award at the very moment they do it. Don't wait till, you know, later mm-hmm. because they already have forgotten, you know, what they did.
I'm sorry. I ordered an Amazon, Mika. It's going to come in 10 years.
Is it? Yeah, it's not going to work, right? So you need to be very consistent in your learning, you know, behavior,
mm-hmm.
your rewards, and also in your punishments as well.
Okay. Yep. And punishments, do you have to be severe from the beginning or just like a basic timeout so they can be at that level only?
Yeah, definitely timeouts. I mean, there are different ways to deal with children, discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some children are very sensitive, so you only look at them a certain way and they start almost crying,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's true. So you know, they're little firecrackers.
Yeah, some kids have that personality, so you have to understand your child, mm-hmm. Learning-wise. The other thing that's important is how it changes you in terms of giving you unselfishness. Definitely, yeah, you start to look in a bigger perspective, right? You know, it's not just my, you know, personal pleasure or gratification. Now it's, mm-hmm. I'm leaving something behind, right? You know, something, a legacy. You know, and that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say, you know, this is a part of me, right? You know, hopefully will make a positive impact on the world. But you have to start very young, you know, teaching them, you know, some people play classical music for the, you know, even mm-hmm. a baby, talking to them at an early age, reading to them.
How about the baby music? Does that affect them or is it better to just go straight to a classical? Because I know that opens their brains.
Well, yeah, classical music, yeah. There's been mm-hmm. some research on that it does help in the neuron growth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anything you can do at an early age to stimulate their mind, you know, mm-hmm. Their emotional state. So we often say that the baby should get a timeout, but also the parents. The parents mm-hmm. need timeouts too. When you get very angry, go to the gym, right? Work out, you know, as mm-hmm. a dad, right? You know, instead of yelling or doing something. And you come back, you're more relaxed, you know, you're mm-hmm. more able to discipline the child better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the issues to think about, you know, that you yourself need to master your emotions as a father.
Well, you know what? You just put everything into perspective, and I honestly am grateful for this advice because you're a father yourself.
Yes, I am.
You have a great son. You
Thank
see
you.
This gentleman,
yes.
and you meet him. You know he comes from values. He shakes your hand.
Definitely.
He's an athlete that is going into the NBA of one day.
Yeah, professional athlete, international business major. You know,
look at that.
Yeah, so definitely, you know, he loves to learn and grow. So, mm-hmm. I mean, basically, you know, because I love to read. You know, so mm-hmm. I used to read like 10 books a week when I was a kid. Believe it or not.
What?
Yeah, you know, I would walk a mile to the library. Just read.
That's why you have like four PhDs.
Yeah, exactly. But one thing is interesting that I took my son to an NBA game.
Yeah.
And he brought a book. And in the middle of the thing, he was actually reading the book in the middle of the game.
Instead of watching the whole thing going on, the finals that just happened?
Well, before that, you know, like playoff game. But, you know, mm-hmm. basically he was just reading the book. I didn't see anyone else doing that.
Wow.
I was impressed. I said, hey, that's cool. I mean, because I do that kind of too, right? I take my book.
So he has it in the DNA.
Yeah, I mean, and also by observation, you know.
Yeah.
And the other thing is observational learning.
Okay.
You know, kids learn by observing you, right?
They're like sponges, right?
Yeah, you're the model. And they actually mm-hmm. did a study called Bobo the Doll, where they had these little kids in a room with this doll, and someone was hitting the doll really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to another room, and the kids did the same thing. So basically, they're imitating, you know, mm-hmm. what they saw, the aggression. But they can also imitate good things, too. You know, mm-hmm. altruism, which is, you know, helping people.
Right.
So, yeah.
And say, for instance, like in that environment, when the kids are with you, it starts at home, right? You have to be that alpha. You have to show them that... Like you said, there's variations.
Yes.
At times you have to see if it's a tantrum or see that if it's right to give them emotion. But don't let them take you as a sucker too, right?
Well, yeah, you have to have a firmness, right? You know, setting limits, of course, is mm-hmm. important. And boundaries. You know, mm-hmm. you don't want a kid to be so overly controlling that, you know, they don't have self-control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's really a balance. It's kind of what's called authoritative fatherhood.
Okay.
Authoritative is a combination of warmth and discipline. Mm-hmm. And that's the ideal.
Okay.
You've heard of the authoritarian dad or mom? Mm-hmm. Authoritarian is my way and the highway and, you know, shut up and sit down. You know, that's mm-hmm. kind of a little bit of old school. And you know, some parents still have that.
Mm-hmm.
You're fortunate, you know, you have an emotional sensitivity
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, some men don't have that, you know, they haven't learned that.
And then that's because a man was missing or there was broken family?
Yeah, possibly. Or the dad mm-hmm. didn't teach them. You know, basically, we don't learn this in school. That's why we have Love University.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the stuff we teach people that they don't learn in school. You mm-hmm. know, how to be attuned to people's emotions, right? How to understand people's feelings and relationships.
Well, think about it. If we live in a society that's very cold-hearted, it's a society that is taught to only be a producer and just go mm-hmm. get up, get your money. And most of us are in jobs that we don't even care about.
Definitely.
And that's the sad part. But I mean, mm-hmm. why don't you take a moment to try to fix whatever you have now in your plate, whatever cards are dealt in your life,
right,
and make the best of it instead of like continuing to live like, you know what, in agony, holding on to things. It's right. best to let go and just accept.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, and find your dawn, you know, find your God-given talent, which you love to mm-hmm. do. But going back to your point, I mean, about being sensitive to the child, it's so important because many times a father may only be sensitive or aware of their kid when they're angry, you know, when the kid is over the top in emotions. Mm-hmm. And that's what the kid learns, right? Oh, I only get attention when I'm over the top, when I'm yelling and going mm-hmm. crazy, as opposed to when I'm quiet or when I'm, you know, happy or relaxed.
So it has to be at all levels.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, and give more attention to when they're happy and relaxed. You know, focus, mm-hmm. hey, you know, you look like you're having fun, right? You look mm-hmm. like you're relaxed. You know, that's a good thing for a dad
Leave
to say.
Leave me alone. I'm playing PlayStation, Dad.
Exactly. Yeah, but many times it's just, you know, when the kid's acting out, that's when the dad gets mad and, you know, say something. So be overall, you know, more of the positive nature.
I like this podcast because honestly, like, I see it as a present from you to me.
Yes.
And I value it. And I hope somebody out there, I mean, passes it on. The thing is, with Love University, it's not about being famous, but it's about, you know, quality. No, quality over quantity.
Yes, quality over quantity. Yeah.
So if you have somebody, I'm sorry to interrupt you, doctor. I said, if you have a friend, pass it on and maybe it'll help them.
I believe so. The other thing I was going to say is that, you know, this is important for women as well mm-hmm. to have a great dad as their husband or partner. So mm-hmm. when you start looking for, let's say you're a single woman, start looking for a man, you know, look for those father qualities, right? Look for leadership, look for self-discipline, look mm-hmm. for compassion and caring. Because not only will he treat you better, but also the children that you have with him.
I can already hear somebody in the, over there outside saying, yeah, fool, think about those chicks that only think about the food, man. They don't think about that guy getting protected. They just want tacos.
Well, or caviar, right? Depending on where you are.
That's true. That's true.
But that's important. And also, the better dad he is, the better mom you will be.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're divorced, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. the couples can really be great parents together, you know, even if they're divorced, mm-hmm. if they provide that empathy and love and also security for the children.
But that's a difficult chapter, right?
It can be difficult, especially mm-hmm. when there's resentment, right? You know, we see this all the time. The triangle, right? They try to triangulate the child, like, you know, get them on their side.
Yeah.
Your dad's an a-hole, you know, he doesn't pay mm-hmm. this and the mother's this, you know. That's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that hurts the child. But if they can say, you know, we can be friends, at least for the purpose of the child, you know, and mm-hmm. we have our roles. They can play the father and mother role in a very positive way.
Yeah. I think ideally we all want the best and we want to have better relationships, but it's a work in progress. That's why every week we bring you a topic that's going to be, I guess, relevant in a way that you feel like, you know what, there's a way to get out of this tiredness mentality.
Yeah, people get stuck, like you said, in ruts, you know, or kind of a treadmill. You know, treadmill, you keep mm-hmm. walking, right? You're not making progress, right? So we're giving you a shortcut. You know, we're saying, look, this is what we've learned, you know, research-wise, other people are successful, mm-hmm. our own personal lives, how to get you to a higher level, right, to the higher peak of emotional happiness, mm-hmm. you loving yourself, others, and a higher power.
Amen.
And every time is different. I mean, today we're mm-hmm. talking about having a child, right? You know, another time we'll talk about loving your work, you mm-hmm. know, even money. You know, you can almost love money in a positive way where you're contributing something with that money.
Right.
So there are many things that we can talk about, but the whole basis is love, right? That positive energy, that loving energy. Mm-hmm. And that's what can transform the life.
And I like every word you just mentioned, doctor, because that is the whole purpose. Learning as we go through life. Right now, you said this is our freshman year in Love University.
Exactly, yes.
And we want it to grow. We want it to be a big campus. We want to have a lot of people join us. So
yes. We want satellite campuses everywhere. Nationwide, you know? And people can definitely write in, you know, email us.
That's what I was going to ask you, if there's an email that we can provide.
We have LoveType, LoveType, the number 4, letter U, mm-hmm. at AOL.com. LoveType for you at AOL.com. They can send us questions, comments. You know, we're going to have people come on air.
Yeah.
You know, talk to us, you know, and basically, you know, express their feelings and all that. And we're looking to do live events as well.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up. We're thinking about doing a live masquerade party, where you guys can come over and find the love of your life. And possibly we'll do it here in Southern California, huh, doctor?
Definitely, yeah. We'll do it here in the LA area. You know, it'll be mm-hmm. a beautiful event where people can know each other based on the inside part. We call it inside-out love. Mm-hmm. Where they, you know, they have their personality types, they know, mm-hmm. you know, who's compatible with them, and they just enjoy a beautiful evening. Mm-hmm. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to do a night with Nanchin and Dr. Alex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
where they can ask us any question they want.
Yeah.
They can we have a little, what we call the love seat. They can mm-hmm. come up on stage and talk about their love of relationships or their personal life, you know, and we can basically, you know, entertain and also educate.
And listen, you know, put your puzzle together. We're all an emotional mess, and what mm-hmm. we're trying to do here is bring it all together and just have fun with life. Life should be that alternative, because I hear a lot of people, doctor, out there say, man, you only see bad things on TV, blah, blah. Of course, because there's nobody out there focusing on the good. But we chose to because we say, why not, man? Make a change. Yes. We made a change in our lives. Definitely. I see you, doctor. I've known you for years.
Yes.
And every year I see you younger.
Thank you.
You seem happier.
Of course.
Growing as an individual. And that's what it's about. I know I sound a little crazy and excited, but that's the way I think it should be.
The thing is that, you know, doing good can be fun. You know, that's what people forget. You know, they think, well, it's boring to be nice, or, you know, it's not. It's really incredibly fun.
Oh, yeah.
To, you know, help people and to bring light to the world. You know, it's a lot of fun.
You know what the greatest reward is? Mm-hmm. I say this. Practice it in front of a mirror for yourself first. Give yourself this gift.
Right.
Smile to yourself.
Definitely, yeah.
And
yeah.
then go out there, smile to somebody. And if they don't return your smile, don't feel bad.
Right.
Try it again. Because when you receive that smile back, you're going to feel
beautiful. Like we said, extending loving energy without expectation, right? Mm-hmm. That's one part of our philosophy here. You know, pass it along. You know, pass along that, like you said, the smile, you know, the handshake, you know, something that's positive to people. Things will change.
That's true.
You know, that's the goal, you know. So right now, you know, you're a new man, right? I can see you're smiling right now.
You know?
Yeah, you're developing, we're going to talk about this later, a certain kind of love that's called agape.
Agape
is unconditional love.
Right.
And usually, you know, you may not have it for your partner, which, you know, some people do, but you definitely have it for your child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter what they do, you know, you're still going to love them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If they go under a car, right, you're going to go under, right? You know, you're going to maybe risk your life, right, to save your child.
Well, no, I would just be like, yes, Mensa, why'd you do it?
Nah, I'm just kidding. Get a jackhammer. But yeah, it's amazing. You know, and you see mothers that have incredible power. Right? They can actually almost lift a car. Eventually so.
Well, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, Dr. Avila. Muchas gracias.
No
problem. You guys, if you have any questions, once again, the email, Dr. Avila?
It's lovetype, number 4, letter U, at AOL.com.
And the website where they can find out what kind of individual they are?
Lovetype.com. And they can figure out their personality type and their relationships. And, you know, basically be a happier and more harmonious person.
Find out who you are within, inside you. Yes. Know yourself. Love yourself, because you live yourself with yourself 24/7. Right. Why not?
Love yourself, others, and a higher power.
Amen.
It's Love University. Until next time.
Adios.